Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
There is nearly an announcement every day about AI these days. Only on Tuesday this week, Google was trumpeting what the economic benefits might be for this country once countless tasks become automated by AI. But what about the careers that will inevitably be lost? The European Association for People Management says that there should be still be decent work and good jobs as workplaces adopt more technology and artificial intelligence tools than ever. It says that the workplaces of the future should still have a high trust culture embedding equality, diversity and inclusion. And Berna Ust-Tinaz is the president of the EAPM. Good morning, Berna.
Good morning, Joe.
Can we start by asking whether your members who work as human resource experts and people experts are optimistic or pessimistic about the impact of AI on workforces?
I would rather like to call it, as we say, realistic about what's going on. And I hope for that indeed. Well, you know that it is expected AI have an effect on the jobs, around 30% of the jobs and the total working hours in quite a short future. And AI is expected to affect almost 40 to 50% of all jobs. So I think for the people management professionals and to all of us, it is a question of getting ready rather than staying optimistic or pessimistic. I think we already passed that point. And also with the recent developments that you were also talking about, the advancement is more rapid, faster than we could ever imagine. So it is just, and it will be transforming the way we work, creating new opportunities and challenges for HR professionals and for all of us to adapt to.
Yeah, and you're talking about redefining the workplaces of the future. What did you mean by that?
Well, the thing is that with the dissolving office walls and remote working and the impact of the advancements of technology and now with the generative AI, well, do we really need offices? And does talent have any boundaries in front of it anymore? So with all the other factors like immigrations, like, you know, climate change and everything together with the other global trends, with the, you know, lowering world economy and others, I think now the talent needs a new definition, and AI will be one part of the blue collar, white collar definition. So there is an AI talent as well.
Yeah, but certain types of careers are going to disappear in the next 10 years.
Indeed, indeed. Well, maybe even faster than that. So it is a question of how you prepare yourself and your workforce to deal with it.
And so is education the key?
Upskilling and reskilling is the key. And having a good strategic plan is the key. But we just need to remember that it is bigger than many of us. It is not a question of one country, one company, or only the human resources professionals. It requires a bigger and better preparation on a, you know, holistic manner, holistic level. And also, let's not forget that AI replacement, job replacement or effects will not hit everybody equally. For example, women's job compared to men's are projected to be impacted by AI at a higher percentage. So there is a disparity, it stems from the differences in job types, typically held by women versus men. Also, there is this younger individuals often adapt to AI-driven changes with ease relative to their older counterparts. So who to protect, who to prepare for these changes becoming the crucial question for all of us.
And that's going to be a big challenge for you and for your members. Thank you so much for joining us. That is Berna Ust-Tinaz, the president of the European Association for People Management.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.